Hi everybody, from Literotica. It's me again. Firstly, I'd really like to say thank you very much to everybody who sent in feedback. It really meant a lot, and it really encouraged me. I was kind of nervous about my first story. I didn't know how it was going to be received, but everybody was so nice about it. So thank you very much for that. Well, this story is for a special girl on Lit called Starlet21. Now, I know most of you people from Lit who have sent me all this lovely feedback don't live in Australia like I do. And this is my idea of what might happen, Starlet, if maybe one day you came to Australia and we actually met. This is sort of what I reckon would be pretty close to a perfect day. I hope you like. Well, I'd take you up to sort of northern Queensland, I think, because up there is just some beautiful secluded beaches. I've been there a couple of times myself, and it is just magnificent. So we start the day by taking a picnic out to this little secluded beach, I know, in the summertime when it's sunny all day and bright and clear. The water's beautiful, blue, sand's white, palm trees waving in the breeze, you know, pretty much paradise. And we have a picnic out there and lie in the sun for a little bit, just talking, teasing each other, laughing, getting to know each other. Then, because it's really warm and the water's just so beautiful and there's no one else around, we decide to go for a swim. So we wade out into the surf, into the breakers, and let the water splash around us. We start splashing each other and playfully tickling and wrestling each other in the breakers. Things start to get a little bit more intimate. We start to let our hands wander a little bit while we're playing around. I start gently copping a feel every now and again of one of your beautiful, taut little breasts. Maybe your sexy little butt. And we start pulling at each other's swimmers, playing around, chasing each other through the water, and eventually I get the string on your bikini top and pull it undone, and your top gets pulled off in the waves, letting your beautiful bouncing breasts go free, sparkling from the water in the sunlight. You look at me and blush a little bit, and then we keep playing in the water. We sort of work our way back to the shallows a bit because we're a little bit tired now, and we end up sort of lying down, catching our breath just in the shoreline there, where the waves just sort of peter out on the shore. And I roll over and look at you, lying there, stretched out on the sand, with the water washing around you, just looking so magnificent. I gently move up close and kiss you softly, looking into your eyes, hearing you make just that tiniest, sexiest little moan. We keep kissing for a while, letting our hands wander over each other's bodies. I slowly start to kiss my way down your neck, pausing at those amazing breasts, gently sucking on the nipples, teasing them in my mouth, kissing my way down into that beautiful valley between them, and then up the other side, kissing all around them, flicking the nipples in my tongue with my tongue. Then you look back at me, kiss me softly, then get up and start splashing through the shore, running down the beach. Beautiful breasts bouncing in the sunshine. So of course I get up and start chasing you, running along behind you. You start splashing out into the deeper water. I follow you and eventually catch up and wrap my arms around you from behind and pull you over into the water with me, and we tumble over each other. I run my hands down your sides to the waistband of your little bikini bottoms, slipping my thumb ever so quickly into the waistband. I swiftly and subtly, if that's possible, pull them down and let them dangle around your ankles in the water. Then I sweep you off your feet and carry you in my arms, because the water's kind of deep now, as we wade through, swirling you around, just admiring your beauty in the water there. Then you pull yourself up, back up to a standing position, and wrap your arms around me. I feel our bodies pressed together, and I run my hands down your back while I'm kissing the nape of your neck, letting my hands come to rest on your beautiful ass in the water there, letting my fingers run down the crack of your ass and gently brushing against your pussy from behind, down the inside of your thighs and back up the outside around onto your tummy. Then you run your hands down and put your hands into the waistband of my shorts and slide them down, letting me spring free in the water. It's getting towards late afternoon now, and the sun starts to dip a bit lower on the horizon, sending long shadows up the beach. We swim back to the shallows again, now both completely naked, just admiring each other's naked bodies and letting our hands go wherever they want to. We once again sort of collapse in the shallows, this time kissing more feverishly. I work my way over, so I'm lying on top of you, pressing my crotch against yours, kissing you so passionately on the lips, down your neck, between your breasts, down onto your beautiful little tummy, then down to the V between your legs there. I start kissing my way down your left thigh, the inside of your left thigh. Then I work my way back up towards your right thigh, but I pause there right between them, just gently kissing the outside of your pussy lips, nudging your clit with my nose. But the waves are sort of still washing around us, and it's not that comfortable, so once you're now that you're really turned on, I'm starting to moan a little bit. I stand up and take your hands and pull you up into my arms, and you walk back up on the beach, where I lay a towel down on the sand as the sun's starting to set. It's still warm, so we're not cold, but there's a gentle breeze blowing just to keep us cool. I gently lay you down on the sand and kiss my way back down to your pussy, gently running my hands up and down your thighs and around your butt while I'm kissing, letting my tongue probe deep into your pussy, hearing you start to moan and arch your back, moaning as you sort of clamp your legs around my head, close, but I don't want you to come just yet. So I kissed my way back up to your beautiful breasts. You then roll me over so I'm on my back on the towel, and then you're on top of me, straddling me. I'm not inside you just yet, but you lean down and start kissing your way down to my cock, where you gently start kissing the tip before you sort of slide it into your mouth, taking me all the way into your mouth, letting your tongue swirl around the head, making it all slick and wet. So it'll slide into you so much easier. I'm so hard at this point. You look into my eyes and you can see the desire there, and I can see it there with you too. So you sort of move forward, lifting yourself up, reaching down, you grab hold of my cock and place the head of it at the entrance to your tight little pussy, letting yourself sink down on me. Letting yourself start to slowly ride up and down. I slide in as far as I can go, right to the hilt, deep inside you, and you let out this long, low, sensual moan. It just drives me crazy. I can see the lust in your eyes. As you start moving up and down, we're both so turned on from our afternoon's play, and neither of us are going to take that long to come. Well, I start moving my hands around to your back, grabbing your ass, pulling you down onto my cock, moving up to meet you. We get a steady rhythm going. I look up, watching your breasts bouncing up and down, swaying in time with our bodies as they move together. We're getting so close. You start to moan and groan. You say, "Oh, baby, I'm gonna come." I feel your pussy start to grip me so tightly it almost hurts. I'm close, but I'm not quite there yet. You start to come. Oh, your wetness starts to leak out everywhere. All over my cock and running down my balls. As your juices start to drip down my balls, you're so slick, so wet and slippery and warm inside. Coming once, you're still so sensitive and right on the edge. Oh, I look into your eyes and stay, baby, I'm just about there. I'm grabbing your ass and running my fingers down the crack, just gently teasing your tight little butthole. Gently just start to tease your butt and flick your clit with my other hand, and that's all it takes to set you off again. Oh, your moaning's so loud. You're squeezing me so tight. Oh, that's all it takes. I look into your eyes. Oh, baby, it's coming. Oh, coming so hard. Coming deep in your tight little pussy. Come with me. All right, coming together. Coming together. Together, warmth, holding each other tightly, me still inside you, wrapping my arms around you, kissing you, soft and slowly, just enjoying being with you and in each other's company. Well, Starlet, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. And everybody else, I really hope you enjoyed that too. Hope you'll keep sending the feedback and giving me inspiration. And if any of you want me to do a story for you, oh, I'd love to. Just give me some ideas or inspiration, or if you'd like to, I can just come up with something myself. I hope it'll be to your liking. Well, thanks all for listening. I hope you're all wet or hard as the case may be, and yeah.